Hey guys, what's up? Here am I again, Denilson, with another episode of our Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. Hey, before I go on here, let me tell you this one thing. If you want to read the podcast, if you want to read the text of this podcast, you can go to our website, inglesnapontodalingua.com.br, search for the tip, phrasal verb, find out, and you are going to read everything. The translation of the examples, the extra tips that I give in there, so feel free to go to our website and keep learning much more, okay? Said that, let's learn about the phrasal verb, find out. Are you ready? So, there we go. The first thing you have to learn about find out is that this is one of the most common phrasal verbs in English. So, you definitely have to learn to use it because you are going to hear it on movies, on TV series, and you know, when you are talking to someone, you are going to hear find out being used. So, yeah, you have to learn it, okay? The good news about this phrasal verb is that there isn't much secret to make use of it. It's pretty easy, actually, okay? So basically speaking, the meaning of find out is discover, okay? Find out means discover. So you can even use one or the other without changing the meaning of what you wanna say. Got that? You can use find out, you can use discover, and people are going to understand what you are trying to say because they mean the same thing. So, both the sentences below are correct. We have to find out what he's up to, or we have to discover what he's up to. Find out means discover, okay? But although they mean the same thing, keep in mind that the use of a phrasal verb is much more common than the use of a one-word verb, okay? Always keep that in mind. In English, if we have a phrasal verb and we have a one-word verb, we prefer using the phrasal verb, okay? It's much more natural when we are speaking to someone, okay? So in this case here, remember that find out must be your number one option when you are speaking to someone, okay? Let's have some examples now that you know the meaning of find out. And find out means discover, okay? So some examples. I have this one here. We will never find out the truth about that. We will never find out the truth about that. Okay. This example is a special one because I have to tell you something before I keep telling you or giving you more examples. The use of find out with the truth is very common in English, so we can say that we have a collocation, okay? They collocate very often, so you can learn this, this whole thing. Find out the truth about something. Find out the truth about something. Don't forget that. Just jot it down on your lexical notebook and make up sentences with it because you are going to hear that a lot and read as well, okay? And let's keep learning with more examples with our phrasal verb find out. Here we go. Find out everything you can about this guy. Or, I found out that they didn't tell the truth. Okay, now you realize that in the last sentence I said found out. Found out. And why is that? Because found out is the past tense of find out. So we have find out in the present or other, you know, grammar structures, and we have found out when it's in the past. Okay? So listen to this example again. I found out they didn't tell the truth. Okay? It's in the past tense. All right. And another thing you have to pay attention to the use of find out is that you can use it with words like where, why, how, who, when, okay? For example, you can say find out who, find out how, find out why, find out when, and find out where. Let's listen to a couple of examples with these. You have to find out when she's coming here. We found out what was going on and told mom. Let's find out how much all this is gonna cost. So as you can see, there isn't much secret to use the phrasal verb find out. It's pretty easy to understand, pretty easy to learn, and pretty easy to use it, right? I guess you agree with me here. All you have to do is to start using this phrasal verb when you are talking to someone. Every time you feel like using the word discover, so you want to say something, let's discover what is happening. You can just change to find out. Let's find out what's happening. Okay? Let's find out. So find out must be your number one option. I said that before and I will keep repeating that here. Okay? So guys, I guess this is all that I have for you right now about this find out. Remember that you can find Inglês na Ponta da Língua on social medias like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Well, you know, we are everywhere. And you can find all this tip here, the examples, translation and everything on our website, inglesnapontodalingua.com.br. So you can also learn a lot of things on our website. I don't know if you know that, but we have more than 2,000 tips that are going to help you to have your English na ponta da língua. Okay, guys, that's all for now. Take care and keep learning.